Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. This week we're considering what to place hope in during Advent. I remember hoping as a young boy for certain toys at Christmas time. I remember hoping for good grades. I also remember hoping my dad would take us out for ice cream after church. I also remember recess and the games we played, and hoping that I would not be the last kid picked. See, I was pretty small as a boy, and my hope was often in vain, as I ended up being the last pick. And I can imagine the captain felt his hope was also in vain when he got stuck picking the little guy. Now, interestingly, a similar situation took place thousands of years ago. A prophet named Micah told Israel and the people of Jerusalem they soon would be destroyed. The big, bad Assyrian army led by the great Sennacherib was coming. But Micah had a message of hope for God's people. You can imagine folks would be looking for a great hero to save them. Who would God pick to be their hero? From what place would he come? And Micah says this in chapter 5, verses 2, 4, and 5. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the name of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. God picks Bethlehem. Let me tell you that the people would not be impressed with this pick. They would be thinking, why not a great king from Jerusalem? Not a person from that backwater little town, Bethlehem. What are you placing your hope in this Advent season, my friend? Is it in the world, things that the world would see as significant? Are you looking to great leaders, security? Are you hoping in being acknowledged, liked for your accomplishments, your status, your abilities? Perhaps not. Maybe you feel you've been ruined and you're unable to recover. You've been destroyed. You ever feel inferior? Unable to measure up to expectations? I wonder if a young shepherd boy from Bethlehem felt the same way long before the days of Micah. Do you remember that story about Samuel the prophet, how he went to anoint one of Jesse's sons to be the king who had set Israel finally free from all her enemies? As Jesse brought out his strongest son, Samuel thought, God's going to choose this one. And God said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or his stature, because I have rejected him. Humans do not see what the Lord sees, for humans see what is visible, but the Lord sees the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. Jesse went on to parade seven of his sons before Samuel, and God passed on them all. Then Jesse brought out his youngest boy, the music-playing sheep watcher, young David, out, and God chose David, who would become Israel's great king. What we learn here in the choices of David and Bethlehem is that we are prone to hope in the wrong things. Friend, God wants our hearts to be hoping and believing in Him. God wants us to hope in Him and what He can do, and often through us. God is saying here, I can take a most insignificant place and transform it. I can take a most insignificant son and transform him to bring about my victory. And Micah, well, he was forecasting the choice of God's own son, who chose insignificance, Jesus being birthed as a baby in a smelly stable, humble and lowly. Christmas is about God's call to hope in someone from nowhere, to trust in our hearts that he has and will win us the victory. J.I. Packer says, the Christmas message is that there is hope for a ruined humanity, hope of pardon, hope of peace with God, hope of glory, because at the Father's will, Jesus became poor and was born in a stable so that 30 years later he might hang on a cross. Jesus came in insignificance to show us that our hope is not in what the world fixes its gaze on. And when you put your hope in Jesus' first coming, and then choose to live awaiting his return, my friend, it will change your narrative, no matter how insignificant you may feel. You see, God is the captain who does kind of a backward schoolyard pick. God, he picks the slow kid, the chubby kid, the handicapped kid, and he sends them out to play for him. Joel, why does God do that? Well, let me ask you this. When the team with the least skills, least abilities, the least talent in the world's eyes ends up winning the game, who do you think will get the glory for it? The captain of the team. Our God gets all the glory. So give God the glory this Advent season by placing your hope in Him. Be someone from nowhere and go out onto the field and play your heart out. Because the good news is, you cannot lose. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.